And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, September the 7th, 2014. It's the birthday of a brilliant and unfortunate man, William Freeze Green, born Bristol, England, 1855. Between 1885 and 1890, he built a series of four prototype motion picture cameras. He got a patent for a camera, went bankrupt in the process, sold the rights for £500. He took out more than 70 patents during his lifetime, including X-ray and light printing on paper fabrics, inkless printing, electrical transmission of images, but he earned very little money from them. He was on the verge of bankruptcy most of his life. It's the birthday of the poet Edith Sitwell, born Yorkshire, England, 1887. She came into her own as a poet during World War II. Edith Sitwell, who said, "I am not an eccentric. It's just that I am more alive than most people. I am an unpopular electric eel in a pool of catfish." It's the birthday of Buddy Holly, Charles Harden Holly, born Lubbock, Texas, 1936. By the age of 13, he was playing what he called Western Bop. 19, an agent discovered him, signed him to a contract with Decca. The following year, he formed a band called the Crickets, which released a song, "That'll Be the Day," sold more than 1 million copies. Died in February 1959, a plane crash in northern Iowa, and soon after, an English band that admired the Crickets decided to call itself the Beatles. It's the birthday of the director Ilya Kazan, born in Istanbul, 1909, to Greek parents. Came to this country when he was 4 and became an actor in the Group Theater in New York. Joined the Communist Party briefly, became a Broadway director, directed Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman, Tennessee Williams' A Streetcar Named Desire, and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. And in 1952, he chose to cooperate with the House Un-American Activities Committee, naming at least 8 of his friends as communists, thus getting them blacklisted and making it impossible for them to get work. Kazan said, "I thought I would be doing a terrible thing to pretend ignorance." And it's the birthday of Jennifer Egan, Chicago, 1962, who was a young woman, discovered she could get through panic attacks by writing about them. Her most recent novel, A Visit from the Goon Squad. Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear, entitled August. Just when you'd begun to feel you could rely on the summer, that each morning would deliver the same morning dove singing from his station on the phone pole, the same smell of bacon frying somewhere in the neighborhood, the same sun burning off the coastal fog by noon, when you could reward yourself for a good morning's work with lunch at the same little seaside cafe with its shaded deck and iced tea, the day's routine finally down like an old song with minor variations, there comes that morning when the light tilts ever so slightly on its track, a cool gust out of nowhere, whirlwinds, a litter of dead grass across the sidewalk. The swimsuits are piled on the sale table, and the back of your hand, which you thought you knew, has begun to look like an old leaf or the back of someone else's hand. August, a poem by George Bilgear from Good Kiss, published by Akron and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.